Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Nun Zayin. We are starting at the very top of the daf, and in the villain source of daf, it's Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the 11th line with the words Rebbe Lazar. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Zara Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we continue talking about Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Yishaya tells us Ubovad Shelo Yivchas Mishalosh Havdalos. When a person says Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, he has to make sure not to say anything less than three Havdalos, three separations. What are those three separations? Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol Bein Or L'chayshech Bein Yisrael. La'amim, or the girsa that the Charedim brings is Ben Yisrael L'gayim. The person can't say anything less than three. Now, Rabbi Yechon says, Amru, they said, Hapaychas Leifchas Mishalosh. If someone wants to say fewer, he can't say fewer than three. V'hamayis, if someone wants to add on, Lo Yosef Yosef Mishiv Avdalis, he shouldn't add on more than seven. And the additional four he would be able to say is, Ben Levim Le Yisrael, Ben Koyhanim Le Levim, Ben Tomei Le Tahar, and Ben Maim El Yoinim Le Tachtoinim. Now, Levi, Amru Levi says, L'bavad Me Avdalis Homeris B'Tayra, he's only allowed to say Avdalis that are mentioned in the Torah. For example, Ben Levim Le Yisrael, the Pasuk says, "Bo Esahu hivdil Hashem es shevet Halevi." And the Gemara continues, "Nachum Reb Simai nafak v'mar b'shem avoy." Nachum Reb Simai, he went out and he said the name of his father. Vafilu avdala achas. Even if a person only says one havdala, he only says hamavdim kadosh achol. He's yotzei. Now, Vamar Rabbavo tells us in regards to saying a minimum of three havdalas, tzarich lachta b'havdala. A person has to conclude with havdala, which means he says baruch atah Hashem hamavdim kadosh achol. Now, Rabbi Manabai, he asked the following question: Me'ata, if that's really so, afilu pasach hamavdim kadosh achol v'chayzev v'chayzev mavdim. Does that mean even a person began Havdalah by saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamavdim Kadosh L'Chol, so on and so forth, he should also conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdim Kadosh L'Chol? That's repetitive. Why should he begin and end with the same thing? So Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, he answers, V'loimi brachas shepayschin behen b'baruch v'chayismin baruchin. Isn't this one of the brachas that begins and ends with Baruch? And it's not a problem to begin and end with the same thing. We have a similar bracha. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Or Baruch Hashem, and we end off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Hamayres. We also say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher B'dvarei Ma'ariv Aravim. We end off Ha'ma'ariv Aravim. So it's okay to begin and end with the same statement. Now we had learned previously that Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Lazar had told us that Matzei Shabbos, first a person makes Havdalah, then they say the Matbea Bracha, then they say Atachainin. So now the Gemara tells us, coming off of that, Rabbi Lazar ben Atignes, B'shem Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Yanai, Zayis Amaris teaches us She'asar Lasas Malacha Ad Shi'avdil, that a person is not allowed to do Malacha until he makes Havdalah. K'madat Amar, since he holds that Asar Lasas Malacha Ad Shi'avdil, the one's not allowed to do Malacha until he says Havdalah. So too, a person is not allowed to ask for his own needs until he recites Havdalah. That's what Havdalah is said before Atachainin. And another halacha regarding Havdalah. Reb Zaira quotes Reb Elazar Reb Tignos and Reb Elazar B'shem Reb Yani B'shem Reb Yudah B'Rebi says, Imli Hivdol Matzei Shabbos, if a person did not make Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, Mavdil Afilu B'chamishi B'Shabbos, he can make Havdalah even up until Chamishi B'Shabbos. Really, the proper girsa is B'shlishi B'Shabbos, meaning he can make Havdalah up until and including Tuesday. And Hadad At Omar B'mavdim Mekarish L'chol. That's only with the bracha of Mavdim and Karish L'chol. Aval Bar Merei Ha'esh, Aymer Miyad, but Bar Merei Ha'esh, he has to say right away, meaning he has to say Matzei Shabbos, and if he doesn't say Matzei Shabbos, then he doesn't say Bar Merei Ha'esh afterwards. Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Yudah and Rav Abba B'Shem Abba Bar Yirmiya say, Afilu Yom Tov Shechalias B'Emtza Shabbos, even if Yontef falls out in the middle of the week, and a person is going to be making Avdala Matzei Yontef, Aymer, he still says, B'Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Me'amase, between the seventh day and the 6 days of work, or the 6 days of creation. Now, Rav Zeir, Rav Yehudah, V'Chisheshes Me'amase Lefanov, does he have 6 days of work? Does he have 6 days of Masa in front of him? Yontif is in the middle of the week, and soon it's going to be Shabbos. So how is he able to say Sheshes Me'amase? So Amrle, he told him, V'chi yesh Toma V'Tahara Lefanov, does he have Toma and Tahara in front of him? And we had said that if a person is going to say seven Azkarais, he'll also say Bein Tama L'Tahar, and he doesn't necessarily have Tama and Tahara in front of him. This is part of the Nosach of the Bracha, which is said, and it's kept constant no matter what. Now, just in regards to a tefillah, which is supposed to be said Matzei Shabbos, Rabbi Yirmiyah quotes Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rav Chiya bar Ashi on Matzei Shabbos. Tzar chleimer, a person should say Hachel aleinu es hayamim sheishes me'amase habayim l'kerseinu l'shalom. Begin for us the 6 days of Masa, which are approaching us for peace. L'shalom means they should be for peace. Rav Abba Moshe for Rabba adds on v'hashmienu behen sasin v'simcha and cause us to hear during these days sasin and simcha. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, he adds on havineinu v'lamdeinu, give us the ability to discern and teach us. Now we have another memra by Rav Chizkiya. B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ha'in and Amen. Those that answer Amen to Avdalah, Tzrichin Liten and Nambakais Ve'Nam Baner, they have to focus their eyes. They have to look at both the cup and the Nair. Now, once we had two memories from Chizkiya B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, we have another memory, even though it's not Havdalah related. Rav Chizkiya B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah tells us, Arbas Minim Shabalulav, the four Minim of the Lulav, Nitalin Derech Gidulehen, they're taken in the way that they grow, with the stem downward and the tip upward. And that would apply for Esrog as well, even though when you see an Esrog growing on the tree, the tip is facing downwards, that's only because it's very heavy, so it faces downwards. upwards, but it grows from its stem, which means that the stem is the bottom and the tip is facing upwards. And now, Zayin Amud Beis, on top of the brand new halacha. Halacha Gimel tells us, the Mishnah says, Ha'omer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha. If a person says, al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, that your mercy reaches al kan tzipor, or if a person in the Middle Shemayin Esrei says, Val tovi zocher shmecha, on good your name should be mentioned. Or if a person says, Maidim Maidim, he says Maidim twice, Mishaskanoi say, so we quiet him. And we're going to explain all these in the Gemara. The Mishnah continues, Ha'arvil lefnei ha'teva, someone who's arvil lefnei ha'teva, which means he's a shliach tzibur, v'ta'a, and he made a mistake. This means that he skipped one of the brachas, and even when they remind him, he's not able to go back to that bracha, yavracher tachtav. We have to now put someone in his place, meaning take that chazin away and get a new chazin. V'loi he'sarvon b'isashah, and at that time he shouldn't refuse. The new chazin shouldn't refuse. Usually when you go over to a person and say, can you please be chazin? The proper way to act is to say, no, I'm not really ready to be a chazin, and you're supposed to refuse. And it's only if they come back and ask you, then you could say, okay, I'll be a chazin. But right now we're in a pressure situation. We have to take down this chazin, which is not davening properly, and put up a new one. So if they come over to you and say, can you please be chazin? You got to jump right in without refusing. And the Mishnah asks, U'me'ayin hu'maschil, this new replacement chazin, where does he start from? Mitchilas bracha shata'azeh, from the beginning of the bracha that this one made a mistake in, even though this one made a mistake in the middle of the bracha or even at the end of the bracha, this new chazin goes back to the beginning of that bracha. Now it's important to note over here that they were davening by heart and they didn't have a sitter in front of them. So this chazin is clearly not fluent enough in davening, and that's why we have to take him away from the amud. And now the Gemara explains the first part of Mishnah, that if a fellow says, al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, to the bird's nest, your rachamim reaches, so we quiet him. Now what does that mean, the bird's nest? So he's specifically referring to the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, that we have to send the mother bird away before we take the eggs or the chicks. And he's saying, Hashem, you're very merciful in said mitzvah. So now we have to understand what the problem with that is. So Gemara tells us, Rapinchas says, b'shem Rab Simon, kekari tiger al midas of shakash baruchu. It's as like he's protesting the midas of Hashem. It's as if he's saying, al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, your mercy reach the kan tzipor, your mercy reach the eggs or the chicks, v'al oiso ish lo yagiu rachamecha, but your rachamim, your mercy hasn't reached this man, meaning your mercy hasn't reached me. And that's an improper way to talk, so we quiet him. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rab Simon, he gives us a different answer. K'noisin kitzvil midas of shakash baruchu. It's as if he's limiting Hashem's midas. Ad kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, and Hashem's rachamim only reaches until this point, but not past that point. And that's how we have to quiet him. And the Gemara continues, Istanai Tanei, there's some that teach the Mishnah with the following girsa, al, meaning al kan tzipor, and Istanai Tanei, and there are those that teach the Mishnah with the following girsa, ad, meaning ad kan tzipor, man demar al, the one that has the girsa of al kan tzipor, on the bird's nest, Misael Rapinchas. That's a raya for Rapinchas, that you have mercy on the nest and you don't have mercy on me. And Uman Demar Ad, according to the one that says that the Girsa is Ad, up until Misael Rabiesi, that's raya for Rabiesi, that only up until there, but not past there. And now another explanation of what's wrong with this, Amr Rabiesi Rabun, Loi Avdin Tavas, he's not acting correctly, Sha'aisalam Midais of Shakosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, because he's making the Midas of Hashem, meaning he's making the mitzvahs of Hashem as if they're Rachamim, as if they're mercy. There's a mitzvah called Shiluach HaKein, and he's trying to give a reason for the mitzvah. Oh, the reason for the mitzvah is because Hashem is very merciful. But we know that when Hashem gives us a mitzvah, we don't have a reason for it necessarily. It's Gzeiras HaMelech, and we have to do it because Hashem said so. And that's it. And by him saying, oh, it's because this and that, so that's an improper way to talk, and that's how we quiet him. And now we have something similar to this. There's a pasuk that says, Vishar oiseh, an ox or a sheep, oiseh v'es benoi, it and its child, lois ishchatu b'yom echad, don't shech them on the same day. And now the Gemara explains this. V'ilin demetargimin, those that translate the pasuk as the following, Ami b'nei Yisrael, my nation b'nei Yisrael, kimada ana rachman b'shmaya, the same way that I'm merciful in heaven, kach tahavun rachmanin ba'ara, so too you should be merciful on earth, tarsa irachela, an ox or a sheep, yasav yas bera, it and its son, lois iskun tarvehan b'yom echad, you shouldn't shech them on the same day. If a person is going to translate the pasuk as that, loy avdin tav, he's not acting properly, because they're making the midas of Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem, as if they're merciful, as if that's the reason why Hashem gave us the mitzvah. And we know, as we just said, that Hashem gave it because it's a gzeras melech al avadav, and therefore that is not the proper way to translate the pasuk. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah. If a person says maidim twice, we quiet him. Now the reason why we're going to do so is because it looks like he's thanking two reshuyos, two different gods, loyalenu. He's saying thank you to you and thank you to another type of god. So that's why we have to quiet him. And Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, we have a pasuk that tells us, ki yisachar pi darvei sheker, when the mouth of the liars will be closed. Now, Hadada Amar, that's only said, b'tzibur, when he's davening davening b'tzibur, meaning if the shliach tzibur says this, then we have to quiet him because people might be mistaken and think that he's davening to two reshuyas lo'aleinu. Aval b'yachid, but if it's a yachid davening by himself and no one's going to misconstrue what he's saying, tachnunim hein, it's just considered like tachnunim, it's extra supplications to Hashem, and obviously he's davening to the one and only. And we continue explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, ha'ovel lifnei ateva v'tah, if a person is davening for the amud and he made a mistake, we have to take him off the amud and replace him. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says, b'shem Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel, ta'a b'shalosh brachos harishonos, if you made a mistake in one of the first three brachos, chayzer b'tchila, so we have to go back to the very beginning of those three brachos, meaning to the beginning of Shemayna Esrei, that's because the first three brachos are considered one block. And something similar, Adam Rabbi Chana quotes Geneva b'shem Rav, ta'a b'shalosh brachos achrayonos, chayzer l'avayda, if a person made a mistake in the last three brachos of Shemayna Esrei, so we have to go back to avayda, because those three brachos are also one block. Now something similar with the small addition, Rav Chelba quotes Rav Chana b'shem Rav, ta'a b'shalosh brachos harishonos, chayzer b'tchila, if a person made a mistake in the first three brachos, he goes back to the beginning. B'shalosh brachos achrayonos in the last three brachos, chayzer l'avayda, he goes back to avayda. If he made a mistake and he doesn't know where the mistake happened, so he goes back to the place in Shemayna Esrei where he's certain he definitely didn't make a mistake over there. And a story about making a mistake in the middle of davening, Rav Acha and Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, Yasun Mechad Kenishta, they were sitting in a base knesses, Asi Avar Chad Kume Tevusa, someone came and he started davening for the Amud, Va'ashkar Chad Bracha, and he forgot a bracha, meaning he left out an entire bracha of Shemayna Esrei, Asun Vishayin Reb Simon, so they came and they asked Reb Simon what they're supposed to do, Amar Loin Reb Simon, Vishayin Reb Yishuv ben Levi, Reb Simon told him the name of Reb Shimon Levi, Shlich Tzibur Shehishgir, Shtaim Shalosh Brachos, and Shlich Tzibur completely left out two or three Brachos in Machzir Noisai. We don't make him go back and say those Brachos. That's because it's Tircha de Tzibura. It's going to be a strain on the Tzibur if he's going to have to go back and say them, so it's okay if he skipped two or three Brachos. But now we're going to have a qualification of this. Non Chesamad Alf on the top, Ashkach Tanoya Upalig, Atana was found, Upalig, which either means who distinguishes or who argues, that Lachal in Machzir Noisai, we're not going to make him go back for any Bracha that he skips, except if a chazan didn't say the bracha of Machaya Mesim, Machaniya Zaydim, and Bainu Yerushalayim. And over there, if he skipped those brachas and he didn't go back right away, so then we're going to immediately take him off the Amud and replace him with someone else. Why is that? Because Ani Aymer, I say, Minhu, that he's an Apikiris. He doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim. It could be that he's a sinner and therefore he doesn't want to say the bracha of Machaniya Zaydim, and it could be he doesn't believe in the coming of Mashiach, and that's why he doesn't say Bainu Yerushalayim. Now we have a story about this. Shmuel HaKatan over Kumitevusa, Shmuel HaKatan, he was diving for the Amud, Ba'ashgar Machaniya Zaydim, and he forgot Machaniya Zaydim. B'saifa, at the end, meaning after he realized that he skipped Machaniya Zaydim and he already had begun the next bracha, Shri Mashkev Alein, so he turned around to look at them, he wanted to see, are they going to take him off the Amud right away? Because he forgot Machaniya Zaydim, and he went forward without correcting himself, and that's grounds for removing him from the Amud right away. But Amrle, they told him, Lai Shira Chachamim Kach. The Chacham were not Meshire, meaning they weren't speaking about this particular situation. We all know who you are, Shmuel HaKatan. You're an extremely holy individual. You definitely are not an Apikaris, and you just must have been flustered, and that's why you forgot the bracha, and this rule does not apply to you. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about if someone forgot something in Shemayna Esrei. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.